This is Crisis and Concern for Saturday, February 21st, 2015. Welcome to our broadcast. Welcome back. I want to apologize for the lengthy delay in processing and producing and posting more of these commentaries. However, circumstances beyond my control have prohibited it, and thankfully, by the grace of God, those are now behind us, and we can resume broadcasting one of our most popular and well-followed commentaries, and we are thankful for the blessings that God has given and provided. As we move into the broadcast today, I want to thank each one of you who have taken the opportunity to tune in and to listen. I appreciate your support. I participate and believe in participating in bringing the very best and best researched commentaries that I possibly can to this broadcast. I believe God blesses it, and I believe He will bless your effort and your attention as well. As we look back over history, and I'm speaking of recent history, we see the development of radical Islam taking place worldwide, particularly in the Middle East. One of the most frightening things that has happened recently has been the deliberate beheading of Christians in the Middle East. And probably more troubling than the act itself has been the silence of Christian nations and governments that come from Christian nations, specifically America. I don't care, and I'm not going to argue about the political side of Christianity and government. History is history. Go back to the Mayflower. Go back to the Puritans that came over on the Mayflower and the separatist group of those Puritans and explore their own writings why they came. They came to find a place from persecution where they could worship freely. Think about that. Where they could worship freely. That is why they came to America. That is why it was settled. And yet, even today, while contrary to our president's own statements, we are a Christian nation. I believe from the very depths of my heart that God settled this nation as a missions nation for the world, as a centerpiece for the church age, for this part of the church age to reach out and fulfill the Great Commission, to reach all nations in the missions and the message of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I specifically believe that with all my heart. And I believe also it is a sin above all sins for America to abandon Christianity and abandon our brothers and sisters in Christ. Am I saying we go over there and start a war? No, I'm not saying that at all. What I am saying, though, is we call sin, sin. We call right, right, and wrong, wrong. Why wouldn't we? Well, let's examine the track record of America over the past few years. We have become a nation that embraces sexual immorality. We embrace pornography. We embrace adultery. We embrace fornication. We embrace homosexuality and same-sex relationships. And we hide behind legislation that says and court rulings that say we must do it. And we seem to look up and tell God, it doesn't really matter what you say, God, the Supreme Court says we have to do it, or the state court says we have to do it, so we have to do it. You know, and I know, God will not buy that. He will not. We will, as a nation, stand in judgment of God for failing to follow His word. The Bible tells us plainly that in the last days, these things will come to pass. That doesn't mean we need to just accept them tongue in cheek and move on. But it does mean we are to understand how close to the rapture of the church we really are tonight. And how close to the coming of the tribulation period and the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ we are tonight. Take a few minutes and think about that. A few sobering minutes. We spend all amounts of money and time investigating a football that it was missing a pound or two of air in a playoff game. Our media goes ballistic over covering it. We go crazy over covering sports and athletics and everything and turning these people into superheroes that they're really not. And yet we are willing to slap God in the face and refuse to follow Him and follow His word. What kind of a nation are we becoming? And a better question I have tonight, church, what is happening to the body of Christ? Where is the body of Christ at tonight? I know I spent a lot of time during the election process last year, as did many pastors, getting involved in trying to bring true born-again Christians back into the voting booth. And I realize there are no truly perfectly godly candidates because there are no truly perfectly godly people out there. You're not, I'm not, none of the candidates are. But we can vote for the principles in which they stand upon, and if they fail to uphold them, then we can vote them out and give someone else that office. I remember a time in this nation when politicians feared the body of Christ. They would not make a stand on anything until they sent out feelers into the church and found out how the folks at the church were going to react, how the body of Christ was going to react. And now the body of Christ has grown silent. The body of Christ no longer takes a stand. Could it be because the body of Christ has so aligned itself with Caesar that we've sold ourselves for a bowl of porridge? I hate to think that tonight. But in the process of thinking through these commentaries and thinking through the things that I want to say, my heart focuses on stirring the church, the body of Christ. Not a particular denomination, not a particular congregation, but the body of Christ, the true church. Stir them to be spoken. Stir them to once again be a force to be reckoned with in this nation. I keep reading the events taking place around America where bakeries and florists are being pounced upon by gay and lesbian and homosexual movements, where they're suing them civilly in order to shut them down because they won't provide and participate in same-sex weddings. And yet, I am waiting for the day when a church or a pastor is targeted by these heresy groups and targeted into saying, you will or you will pay, and some radical satanic judge votes in their favor and gives them a nod and closes the doors of a building that occupies God's people because the pastor or the church takes a godly stand. Are we going to let these people, are we going to let this happen? Now, granted, the prophecies of God and the prophecies of the Lord Jesus Christ will be fulfilled in these latter days. But does that mean we can't have the witness, the bold witness of the body of Christ and reach out to people and try to bring them in and try to see folks saved? Is that not what we are called to do? Not pick up arms, but to reach out with the good news of Jesus Christ. There will be persecution. There will be executions as a result of it. There will be starvings. There will be litigation. All of these things are things that are frankly being allowed to happen because it is in God's plan for it to happen. But at the same time, it is not in God's plan for the church, the body of Christ, to remain silent. I realize many that listen to this broadcast love the Lord deeply. And I realize that you speak up and speak out every opportunity you get. And I want to encourage you to do so. But tonight, I also want to reach out to those who are falling short. I want to reach out tonight to those who have been too silent for too long, for whatever reason. Set aside your fears. Set aside your hindrances. And stand up for Jesus. Stand up for the Word of God. Stand up and be counted. I want to encourage you to do that. You can look on sermonaudio.com and look at the news, and you can read all of the reports. And you can read the things that ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, and even Fox News at times will not report on. Because they are too sensitive. They're too radically charged. I mean, after all, when we look at Christianity and see how it is portrayed in the media, even on Fox News, it is portrayed through Catholicism. Very rarely do you see a Franklin Graham or someone who stands for evangelical Christianity on the program. You see quite often representation from Catholicism. And I have great friends that are Catholic. I really do. But in reality, Orthodox Catholicism is not the body of Christ. The body of Christ are those that are born again through the blood of Christ, preach and proclaim only salvation through His name. And the media just simply will not allow itself to be aligned with evangelical Christianity. They may not agree with extreme Islam. They may not agree with Islam at all. They may not agree with any of the other false religions and cults that are propagating themselves around the world, but they just simply will not align themselves with Christianity. So, church, it is up to us to find every way of expressing our love for Jesus and His work through us into a lost and dying world. So I want to encourage you as we close this commentary tonight. I want to say, look at everything that's taking place and look at it through Scripture. It is horrendous. It is horrible. It is heartbreaking to see the way Christians are being treated around the world. But also it is something that we in America must be prepared for, because It is coming here. Probably quicker than we want to be willing to accept it, but it is coming here as well. Christians, look up. Your redemption draweth nigh. It truly draweth nigh. Until next time, this is Crisis and Concern. Hoping you will be in church on Sunday morning. You will be worshiping. Hoping and praying that your strength will be drawn from your faith in Jesus. And you will forever draw closer and closer to Him. Until next time, may God bless you, is my prayer.